There's a great program on TV at the moment called The Park, and I know that the narrator, Dick Warner, who does great work, was in with Derek a few weeks ago. And we've gotten a response, many, many responses, but Kathy wrote in and she says in an email, I managed to catch part of the Killarney National Park on the telly, and it was mentioned that the lesser horseshoe bat consumes approximately 3,000 insects per night. I've no reason to disbelieve the chap. However, I'm baffled to know what the procedure is that draws this conclusion. How in the name of heavens can that be measured? I've a few theories as to how this could be done, but cannot see these ideas working in practice. Do you know how they measure this? Well, thank you very much, Kathy, for writing in. To tell us a little bit more about the diet of the lesser horseshoe bat, we're joined on the line by Dr. Daniel Buckley, a bat specialist working for Scott Cawley Ecological Consultancy and chairman of the Irish Wildlife Trust. Thank you indeed, Dr. Daniel Buckley, for joining us. Tell me, Daniel, how do we know that bats eat 3,000 insects a night?
Well, Marty, this is a question that often comes up, and it's a statistic that us bat people love to throw out at bat walks and bat talks, because quite often you have to kind of justify the existence of bats to the members of the public. They generally kind of go, well, sure, what use are they? What's in it for me? What's in it for protecting the species? So we often kind of throw out this figure, well, you know, on average, a pipistrelle bat can eat about 3,000 midges per night. And, you know, when you say that, people, especially in the west of Ireland, like Kerry and Cork, where I'm from, if you throw that up, you go, Jesus, bring into the house. I'd be delighted to have them because, you know, obviously in some parts of the country, you know, midges can be quite a hindrance for people, especially if you're trying to sit out on a lovely summer evening and you're getting bitten by thousands of midges.
So how can you count them then? How do you know they're eating 3,000?
Well, I did a bit of homework, guys, and it's there's a few ways you can measure like how many insects a bat eats. For one thing, with bat detectors that pick up the echolocation calls of bats, you quite often pick up the feeding buzzes of bats. So if you take that each buzz is a successful capture, you can maybe calculate how many insects a bat is catching per hour. And there was a study done in Scotland by Susan Swift and Paul Racy, and they recommended with a peak of activity, there was maybe 10 buzzes or 10 buzzes per minute, and that's where they kind of got the, you know, over an eight hour night in the summer that they kind of got around, you know, give or take on average 3,000 insects per night.
That's midges, yeah. Of course, they eat mosquitoes as well, don't they?
They do. I mean, the lesser horseshoe bat, for example, which was mentioned in the park, they've got, you know, they don't just eat midges. So, I mean, the energetic value of a midge would be very different to the energetic value of a crane fly. So, like, I mean, lesser horseshoes would eat crane flies, gnats, and midges. They'll also eat moths and caddisflies, and also in agriculture, there's yellow dung flies. But the way I kind of thought about you could possibly measure this is what you maybe calculate the metabolic rate of a bat at flight, and you'd also have to maybe measure the calorific value of an insect, and you usually do that, measure the calorific value of an insect by actually kind of burning it, basically, and see how much energy it gives off.
Daniel, a blue tit eats about its own weight a day, and a bat would be slightly lighter than a blue tit, so presumably the amount of food it needs in a day exceeds its own weight, or something in that vicinity, so you can work back that way.
According to the literature, it states that bats, on average, eat about a quarter of their own weight a night in insects.
Is that all? Naked animal like that losing heat all the time?
Yeah, apparently. And so I did a bit of back of the envelope calculation. So a pipistrelle, for example, is around 5 grams. So 25% of that would be about 1.25 grams. And a midge weighs about 0.5 micrograms, give or take. So the bat would actually need to consume around 12 million midges a night.
Wow. So basically
what it comes down to is, I mean, it's probably more realistic that, you know, on a very good night, bats will probably catch around 1,000 insects per night.
I think we need a pocket calculator here, Daniel. Dr. Daniel, I'm going to have to end it there. This is something I no doubt, Daniel, we're going to have to come back to again, because there's a bit of interest in it and how you do it. Dr. Daniel Buckley, thank you for joining us.